It's a Perek Beis Mishneches. This is other responsibilities regarding taking care of your found object. So the principle is going to be, just you can't just find it and leave it on the shelf to rot. You actually have to be responsible to make sure that it doesn't rot. So, for example, Matzah Sfarim, if a person found a sefer, there's Sfarim, we're talking about a scroll, and like a, think of like a sefer Torah type scroll, and I guess the Metzias is, those are made of animal material, and they're not whatever it is, they don't, if they don't get aerated every once in a while, they'll get moldy. So if you found, if the finder found Sfarim, his rolls, so then, he has to then korabahen. He is supposed to achash l'shloshim yom, once every 30 days. What that means is he should like unroll it and re-roll it once every 30 days, and while he's doing that, he's allowed to read it. It's not that you can use them on a regular basis. It means every 30 days he should make sure they get aerated so they don't go bad. And v'im eno yodei likros, if he can't read it, doesn't know how, so then just go and find and just roll it anyways. Aval, however, lo yilma behen betchila, you can't learn it for the first time, because then you'll be spending it in order, you won't just roll it, you'll actually be involving yourself and eventually open longer than you should be, and so when you could rub it out or wear it out, or, you know, if you look at every, you can look at every used Gemara you can see on the side, but you use, because it takes damage. So don't, it can't take damage, just roll it to air it out. Halach l'maisa, I have no idea. I can't imagine really applying that, because I don't think our books go bad under any amount of reasonable time. Right? But, so I don't think this would have any, but I don't know, you know, I have no idea if you found a scroll.
They used to get worms. If you did.
All these kind of things was damn. I, you know, halach l'maisa, I don't know. But the principle is clear. Principle, sorry?
Maybe you found
Megillah. Yeah, I don't know if Megillah goes bad. My Megillah sits in its case from year to year. I don't roll
you
it.
Open it up once a year.
Once a year, not once a month.
Okay, so
yeah, this thing once a month.
Once a month.
Mine's under, not taking it. So, but the principle is clear. The principle is whatever you find, you have to take care of it to the point that it doesn't go wrong. Yes. Now, also, v'lo yikra achar imo, you can't have another person using it with you at the same time, but this means that you want to read two different things at the same time. So you open up the scroll and he wants to read the parak aleph, you want to read the parak beis. The reason why is because then you're going to have a tug of war and tear the thing, potentially. But it's actually fine if you want to read the same place as you turn through. Okay. Now, matzah ksus, you find clothing. This is like wool clothing. Same thing, if you, that sits there, it'll go ichi after a long time. So then, mena'ara, shake it out. Achas l'shloshim yom, every 30 days, shake it out. You know, spread it on your bed. Vishotcha letzarcha, spread it out for letzarcha, for its own needs. So once you lay it out on your bed in the sunshine, whatever people do to take care of these things, you know, on a regular basis, once a month, but what you do has to be for the sake of the garment, not for your own sake, of a lo lechvodo. You can't do it because you want people to think you're a rich guy who has all these fancy things, whatever the story is. It has to be just for its purposes. Kli kesef, the kli nechoshes, if you find a silver or copper utensil. Mishtamish behen letzarchan, you have to use them for their use once in a while. The reason why is because, you know, if you don't use it, it gets tarnished. Copper gets patina, what do you call it? It's like the equivalent of rust, the green stuff. And silver tarnishes. But if you use it, it stays untarnished. What?
Oxidizes,
that's right. It's all oxidation, right? Avalola shochkan, you can't wear them out. You can't use them and then they get rubbed out. The Gemara says that means for silver you can use only cold, can't use hot water. Hot, because then it goes tarnishes on the spot. And for copper you could use even warm, but you can't put it on the fire because it wears it out. Okay. Klizav, the klizachuchas, if it's gold or if it's glass that you found, well, gold doesn't tarnish, so, and it's valuable, so leave it be. Klizachuchas also doesn't tarnish and it's liable to break, so both of those things don't fiddle with them. Layiga behen achiyavu eliyahu, leave it till Eliyahu Hanavi comes to sort it out. That's that. Okay, now a new din here, which is last din. There's much more going on than the words let on. There's a separate din of a, it's based on a drasha of Isalamta, that if a zaken, like a chashav or anuchashav, find something and it's not lechvi chvodo, not befitting of his stature in society, he can leave it be. So, l'halacha l'maisa, who that person is, is not so pashut. But clearly he has to be a chashav person if people to think he's a chashav, just because you think your chashav doesn't cut it. Right? But that person who's chashav, whoever he happens to be, Mekar Din can leave something behind if he himself wouldn't carry such a thing, if he would leave it be himself. So, that's the getter of it. And the Rambam even says, that's true, but you know, if you want to do the Tova Yasha, the right thing is even he should return the Lach Labre. But he's allowed to leave it be if he's an Adam Chashev, however that's defined, and it would be below his Diki. If it was his himself, he would leave it be. He wouldn't schlep it around. So
look, even Yaakov went up for the Pachim
Ktanah. Right, that's his. So exactly, so he couldn't have. But let's say a person who would leave Pachim Ktanah behind. So then Matzah Sak Akupa. I have no insight into the particular examples here in terms of sociology. Their time, if you sack is like a sack and a kupa is like a box. I don't know if it means a cardboard box. I don't know. But anyways, the point, if it's v'chol davar she'ein darko litol, this kind of guy would never schlep with that thing. I'm not sure if the pshat is he only agreed with gold containers. I don't really know. I don't really know why he would do it. But this guy, whatever the reason is, would never walk around with a kupa or a sock. He just wouldn't walk around with that. He would just leave it be and let someone else deal with it or let it go to waste, whatever it is. Harezelo, you told he's allowed to leave it behind if he wants to. Again, so the Mishnah, that prat sociological insight I don't have for you, but the principle is, an Adam Chashev, a very person who's esteemed in the eyes of others, who wouldn't himself carry it, need not care for other people, and certainly that would include, like, you know, carrying goats on his shoulders and stuff like that. Okay? So, I don't know how, la halacha, I don't know if anyone holds them to be such Adam Chashev today that they wouldn't do it, but maybe. So, if you're afraid that you're Adam Chashev, then you can consult with your rabbi next time you see something lying around. So.